Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Hey everybody, it's the Bob Almanac. Does the cowbell feature prominently in the music of Hitchville?
It should.
It should.
And we may have turned a corner this morning after that suggestion,
right,
Jim.
Well, I've got one right here. And that's an actual cowbell. This isn't the one made for, like, percussion and for drummers. This is an actual cowbell, probably from the turn of the century. I got it at an antique store that actually hung around the neck of old Bessie.
Wow, that's
so
impressive.
So how about that? That actually was a bell cow. Here we go with the Almanac, brought to you by the Invisible Wounds Project and their big Freedom Fest with Eli Young Band, along with Easton Corbin. Ever opened up for either Eli Young or Easton Corbin?
We were on, I think, at WeFest one year. Easton was on after us on main stage. And honestly, his voice kind of reminds me of a young George Strait when he first came out. I was like, who's this young cat?
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
Man.
And again, they'll be...
Great dude.
Both the Eli Young Band and Easton Corbin will be at Freedom Fest Running Aces Casino in Columbus, September 28th. That's just south of Forest Lake, sponsored by BNF Fastener Supply. Get your tickets now for Freedom Fest at iwproject.org, iwproject.org for Freedom Fest and the Invisible Wounds Project, bringing you today's Bob Almanac. Today, what is today? Today is September 19th.
All day long.
It is, and it's the 263rd day of the year, in fact. 1876, carpets were about to get a whole lot cleaner.
Crisil gives you carpet care, cleaner floors you'll see nowhere than when you've got them clean as a Crisil. Crisil gives you carpet care, cleaner floors you'll see nowhere than when you've got them clean as a Crisil.
Who didn't own a Crisil carpet sweeper? We didn't, because we had the Hokie.
Oh, you did?
We had a Hokie. But I bet you at one point in time we did have a Crisil, because I tell you what, clean carpets and clean floors, that was a passion of my mother.
Well, my mother is not. You could eat three meals a day off my mother's kitchen floor. It's ridiculous.
She didn't care about cobwebs up on the ceiling, but if there was something on the floor, it had to be picked up immediately.
I'll tell you what, as a singer of several radio and TV jingles myself, side hustle, that Crisil jingle is up there.
You're singing jingles? Any of the ones we've heard on Bob FM?
You know, most of my clients end up being out-of-state ones.
Oh, sure.
I never get to hear my work,
oh,
but
that's too bad.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Well, maybe you'll sing a Barry Manilow pen jingle.
Hey.
I'm stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid stuck on me. That was a pretty good jingle, though, for Crisil.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Crisil, the carpet sweeper. And, you know, I mentioned Hokie. I'm at Sundance Entertainment Center yesterday for the All Request Lunch Hour. And there's Scott, who is... man of all duties and jack of all trades there at Sundance. Scott is cleaning up, and he's cleaning, and I go, is that a Hokie? He goes, is that a, I don't know if I asked him, was a Crisil or whatever, and he said it was a Hokie.
What's
and
a Hokie?
So they still make those. The Hokie is still out there.
Is it spelled H-O-K-E-Y?
H-O-K-E-Y, I believe it is,
wow.
Yes. And we wore out several of those. I think we went through one like once a year.
I had...
not that they were a bad product, it's just like I said.
Oh, sure.
Clean floors.
Listen, man, I had my old house in Maple Grove. I had a couple kids come over with selling... it might have been Kirby, right? And I had them do the whole demo.
For 3 months, I sold Kirby vacuums.
Did you really? That's outstanding. I had these kids vacuum my steps up. It's a split entry. I had them do all the work. I said, well, I didn't get that. Can you show one more time? Just give me one more...
Okay.
Well, are you going to buy some? I didn't buy anything. But you did a heck of a job.
Well, you're one of the guys that ends up in my trunk then.
Exactly. It was pretty bad.
When I'm selling Kirby and I went through that and you didn't buy a single thing.
God dang it. This was probably 20 years ago.
Yeah,
I was kind of a turd, but whatever.
Get me a couple of cement blocks.
Exactly.
Yeah. 1881 here this date. By the way, Melville Crisil patented the carpet sweeper, 1876.
Wow.
1881, President James Garfield died of wounds inflicted by an assassin.
It was an unfortunate circumstance. Yeah. His head was not on a swivel, obviously.
Yeah, we found out it was James Monroe, James Garfield, and James Polk, the first three presidents named James. That was another trivia night little nugget from the other night.
Oh, yeah. It seems at some point, do you just kind of think, hey, if I'm going to be president, my name's James, I have to look out for, I got to keep eyes in the back of my head here. Someone's out to get me.
A lot of Kevlar vests. 1934.
Bruno Richard Hauptmann, a carpenter living far up in the Bronx, had $14,000 hidden in his garage. Overnight, he became number one suspect in the sensational Lindbergh kidnap case. All the bills, some of which were cleverly hidden, as well as crudely addressed letters to the Colonel and Dr. John F. Condon.
Bruno Hauptmann, arrested this date. It was the crime of the century until certain O.J. Simpson showed up on, O.J. Simpson said, hold my beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the Lindbergh baby, the whole Lindbergh kidnapping and murder case, Bruno Hauptmann, 1934, he was arrested and he was eventually, was he not executed?
I think so.
He met the fate, old Sparky.
I think he did. And I honestly, and I always said this last time I was in, but the way they read copy back then, man, it's just
classic.
I love that. Yes, just the little crackle in there. You know, I just love that.
Well, the audio equipment of the day wasn't that sensitive, so they really had to shout.
Yep, absolutely.
They really had to shout. They
put all their effort in that. Everything was breaking news level. Just in the way they read that copy. I love it.
1945.
And William Joyce himself, alias Lord Haw-Haw. Wounded when captured and now not looking his best, perhaps in pajamas. No doubt he'll try to prove he's technically not a traitor, but the British people know the answer to that. Germany calling. Germany calling.
Yeah, he was. You had your Axis Sally. I think we already mentioned these people. Axis Sally, and then you had your Lord Haw-Haw.
Yes.
Which I think was the British one. Who was on the radio in favor of the Nazis. So he was a traitor, and he was sentenced to death on this date in London. His real name was William Joyce, Lord Haw-Haw. And there was a time when Neil was looking for an on-air name.
You took it out of my mouth, man.
He said, I want to be Lord Haw-Haw. He was unfamiliar with Lord Haw-Haw. And his role in World War II, I said, that's probably not a good idea.
I'm glad he steered clear of that because, I'll take Matt Montana any day over Lord Haw-Haw.
Yeah, and you should.
It has a ring, but the what it carries with it, it's just not worth it.
No, not worth it. There's a lot of baggage there.
Yes.
1959.
Khrushchev was a guest of the government and our chief of police. He just was a little worried. But we were ready for him. The press was ready. We had different shots, places where we'd take pictures with Khrushchev, and I had one that was my favorite, where we'd lined up in front of my eight submarines, you see, and I thought, well, it'd be nice. I've been pointing to Mr. Khrushchev and saying, well, now, Mr. Khrushchev, here's my Disneyland submarine fleet.
Disneyland had, like, the number four, number five largest submarine fleet at one time.
How is that even true?
There's Walt Disney. They're supposed to host Khrushchev this date in 59, but they said it was too much of a security risk, so the police chief of the area said, no, we can't do it, and guess what? Khrushchev was upset. He almost left the country. He said, I'm out of here. I can't go to Disneyland. You kidding me?
I mean, I think it was probably, in the grand scheme of things, the best laid plan, but...
He was so angry, Matt. He immediately put Mickey Mouse under KGB surveillance. Immediately.
And it's still the case today, maybe.
And he probably should have went over and done Goofy instead of Mickey Mouse. Goofy was the real one. Yeah, keep an eye on
that. He's the troublemaker.
That's right. So that was this date, 1959. 1970.
TV theme time.
Theme to Mary Tyler Moore, season one. Little different than the one that we would learn to know and get to know and love later seasons. The words are a little bit different.
It's time you let someone...
Mary Tyler Moore, what a show that was. What an ensemble cast.
Kind of paved the way.
As well. It was,
For
sitcoms of the 70s, right?
Without a doubt, yeah.
Talk about setting the standard for the rest.
Is that when it's 1970 first...
Mary
started,
Tyler
right?
Moore.
1970?
1970. And of course, we were in the spotlight. It was based in Minneapolis.
Yep, so cool.
1988.
In the ninth round of the preliminaries, Greg Louganis had an accident. We'll watch him in regular speed. And he hit his head coming past the board. But then he came right to the surface and came out of the pool.
At least it was the springboard and not the platform.
Oh, man. I remember that like it was, yeah. I was young. I was a young teenager. But, at what point do you just accept that you're known for smacking your noggin?
that's what it is.
Then your medal count? I mean, is that...
And he did win the gold
he
in
did.
That event, 3-meter springboard.
Yeah. I mean, but what hell
what
of an
comeback.
Athlete.
Yeah. Greg Louganis hit his head this date. 1988, 1995, let's remember.
Hello, I'm Orville Redenbacher from Valparaiso, Indiana. And this is 4 ounces of my Orville Redenbacher's gourmet popping corn. And this is 4 ounces of your ordinary popping corn. That's popping okay. But look at mine, it's blowing the top right off of the popper. My gourmet popping corn pops up lighter and fluffier than ordinary corn. Eats better, too. See any old maids? Near 100% pop. Orville Redenbacher.
What was ironic, after he got done talking bad about old maids, there were several old maids outside his dressing room waiting for him.
Exactly. The pitchforks and torches.
Exactly.
You talk about being excited to sell your product. He was a game changer.
He was.
You know? He didn't even have to change his... I mean, you get to get all of his name on his packaging,
well,
it really had to go with the small font. I mean,
he may have single-handedly saved the popcorn industry, because at that point, they had no answer for old maids.
Zero
answer. It was
getting
to the point where some of these were 50% old maids, and they're going, well, we might have to move on to some other kind of snack here.
Yes.
But he saved it. He found a way to save popcorn.
He swung in and...
Orville
and,
Redenbacher died this date, 1995. At the age of 88, and we have one more.
During a time of heightened awareness of a potential terrorist threat, a man armed with a knife was able to jump the fence and make it inside the front door of the White House just 4 minutes after the president departed by helicopter.
Yeah,
on
this date, Omar Gonzalez, and if we would have played it further out, Brian Williams then would have gone on to say how he was at the White House at the time and single-handedly took out Omar Gonzalez.
Of course.
Wrestled him to the ground,
yes.
Took him out.
Brian Jennings in full tactical gear.
Yes.
He was there.
He disarmed him, Brian Williams. Did I say Brian Williams or Brian Jennings?
Oh, you said Brian Williams.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
That's all right.
Yep.
Who is there? Is a Jennings, right?
There is.
Peter Jennings.
There you go.
I don't know if he ever took
him. He might have had an uncle, Brian Jennings. Who knows?
2014, Omar Gonzalez jumped the White House fence and got past security. You're going, security?
Yeah.
Got past security?
Yeah.
Was there any security?
Yeah, good luck trying that now.
Yeah, it's easy to get past something when it isn't there.
Right?
It's very easy. That was 10 years ago, believe it or not.
Wow.
Birthdays now.
You never close your eyes anymore.
What do you think of this guy's voice?
Legendary.
Bill Medley. Had a great cameo on Cheers, too.
He opened the door to many a karaoke singer to give this thing a shot, but no one came close, man.
And of course, Top Gun.
Of course.
Oh, wow. There's Goose for you.
There's another. Bringing it back. Bringing it circle around, baby.
Bill Medley and the other guy. 84. They were the Righteous Brothers.
Yep.
84 here today. Happy birthday. Also 84.
Okay, right now, friends, it is my great pleasure to introduce one of the most talented people in our business, and it's a real treat to have him with us on The Muppet Show.
Matt Neef.
Mr. Paul Williams.
Paul, that's very good.
Absolutely.
Paul Williams. 84 today for Paul Williams.
Wow.
Singer-songwriter.
Just an old-fashioned love song. See, I thought you were going to talk about Jim Henson. Jim Henson, 91, I think he left us.
And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising.
You saw somewhere where Jim Henson died on this date?
I thought you were bringing us to a Jim Henson reference.
No, it's Paul Williams. Paul Williams wrote this song for Three Dog Night. And he's great with the Muppets. Here we go. It's
just an old-fashioned love.
And, you know, he was the stand-in for Cousin Oliver. on the Brady Bunch.
Is that right?
Paul Williams, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
See, I thought you were
John
gonna,
Denver.
I really thought you were going to reference my Kermit the Frog impression.
That was good.
This is Kermit the Frog here.
It's one of the, see, I do a lot of that
stuff. That is really good.
Can
you do Sesame Street News?
Put
the trench coat and the microphone.
Let's do it. Let's throw that segment in.
Paul Williams wrote Rainbow Connection, Rainy Days and Mondays for the Carpenters, You and Me Against the World, Hill and Ready, the old-fashioned love song, Three Dog Night. He wrote the Love Boat theme.
No way.
Yeah. And he was in, was it Cannonball Run or one of those, Smoking the Bandit?
I think so, yeah.
So
yeah.
Paul Williams, very talented.
Absolutely.
84. Late 60s, maybe 1970 song here. You know this one. It's called Band of Gold.
It's a band of gold and the memories of...
Frida Payne is 82 today. Another TV theme time.
TV theme time.
Are you too young to remember Emergency?
No, I'm not. I didn't watch it, but I definitely... Yeah. There was an exclamation mark, right?
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Yeah.
Got to go to Rampart. Randolph Mantooth is 79. Randy.
Man, you talk about a name.
It's pretty good. That was a great cast here, too. He's 79 today.
Do you think Lex Luthor is the white Portuguese? I can't see that he needs the income from imported arms.
Regardless, I'll need to put a leech in this house, and I'm going to need the suit.
The Bat interrogated six people and came away with nothing. It was Bruce Wayne that got the information.
Well, Bruce Wayne can't break into Lex Luthor's house.
Bruce Wayne won't have to. He's been invited.
He's one of the actors that has had the privilege of being an Alfred.
That's Jeremy Irons?
Yes.
Yes,
Jeremy
man.
Irons.
Yeah.
76 here today. The other day, Neil didn't know who Nile Rodgers was, which I suppose, you know, he wasn't a lead singer. He was basically just a great songwriter, arranger, producer, and guitar player, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here he is. He's 72 with Chic.
Have you heard about the new dance craze?
Then all of a sudden, he resurfaces with Daft Punk. Remember that?
Yes.
Big fun to be had by everyone.
Nile Rodgers is 72. Ever do any Chic?
No.
With Hitchville, you could country that one. Aw, freak out. You know, a little banjo.
I think we could.
Yeah, exactly. He's 72 today.
I don't know what to say.
Good thing Allie Gray, who will be here tomorrow, sitting in your seat.
Yes.
She loves Rex Smith. Must have been last year she was filling in again, but it was on this date. And I played this, and she was just totally flabbergasted. That we would have Rex Smith's birthday here on the Almanac.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was a great actor, too.
Yeah,
Pirates of Penzance.
Yeah, he's an actor, yeah.
You smile and it's okay.
He's unbelievably 79 today.
Wow.
Late for my job and the traffic was bad.
Oh.
Had to borrow 10
Lita
bucks
Ford.
From
Lita
my
Ford.
Old man. Uh-huh. It ain't no big thing.
Kiss Her Deadly.
I went to a party last Saturday.
The song starts out, she went to a party last Saturday night, something didn't happen,
so
and
she
then
got
she
in
got in a fight.
Absolutely,
which happens
something
a lot at parties.
Happen.
Yeah, that was when she was looking for something
she
there.
She made that clear.
Lita Ford is 66. How about Sherry O'Terry?
I can't believe we snuck into the gym to practice our chairs! Yeah. How did you learn to Jimmy Adore?
Where else? MacGyver. I used my retainer and a small piece of twine.
Good work. You want to kick it?
Let's do it. Okay.
Ready for a cheer?
Spot and check up.
Take a chance, drop your pants, pee in the cup. Dr. Spartan's in the house and he will fix you up, break it down now.
They were the Spartan cheerleaders, her and Will Ferrell.
Man,
on
you,
SNL.
And she, Sherry, famously, or maybe not so famously, she is almost unrecognizable.
Really?
The work she has had done, yes.
Oh.
She had that very distinct...
You mean it's not good?
No, man.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
Yeah, just...
Why?
I don't know,
why?
But like she had all
so
kinds
good
of stuff done.
On
yeah
SNL, very talented. Her Barbara Walters impersonation, maybe the best.
So good.
Sherry O'Terry is 62. Trisha Yearwood is 6. The big 6-0 for Trisha. We know what she sounds like.
Wow.
How about that She's in Love with the Boy debut?
So good.
Went number one first song. Trisha is 60 today.
Great singer.
King of Queens.
She left me. She took her clothes and the kids and just skedaddled. All right, appointments at $100 tables, and let's get this party wagon rolling. Woo!
My God. I can't believe Kelly left him.
I'm still getting over a black guy using the word skedaddled.
The best friend of Doug Heffernan.
Deacon.
Kevin James Deacon on the King of James, or King of Queens, yes.
Loved that show.
He was good, yes, me too. Victor Williams today is 54. One more with Jimmy Fallon.
Lives downstairs and is understood. He's just there to take good care of me, like he's one of the family. Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Charles in charge of our
really
wrongs and our rights. Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Charles in charge of our wrongs and our rights. Now on Charles in charge of me.
Oh gosh, Jimmy Fallon. He did, and he also did Neil Young doing. You've seen him do Fresh Prince.
Heck yeah,
as Neil Young.
So outstanding. That's a great...
He's talented.
God, it's good.
Jimmy Fallon, Tonight Show host now. 50. He's the big 5-0, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Now here's Matt with the Gods But Not Forgotten.
He is 50. I'm knocking on that
that's
door,
cray-cray
man. I'm knocking on that door. I can't wait. Gone.
Can't wait.
But not forgotten. Oh, my gosh. We're going to start here with Leon Jaworski. Born in 1905.
Oh, no. Wait, didn't I... I thought I edited... Where did you go? You open up your...
I have it all... It's all highlighted here already. Gone but not forgotten.
Yeah, but I edited Leon Jaworski out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, wait. Didn't you bring up the notepad there? On the bottom, it's minimized?
Mm-hmm.
I took the ones out that we wouldn't have, because I listed what we would have for audio there.
Okay, I...
that now? It's a notepad.
Oh, here we go. Okay, I got it. Okay. So we're going to talk about Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Nick Massey?
Yeah, here we go.
Right.
He kind of sang bass for the Four Seasons.
Jersey boy, and he also was a bass fiddle player as well.
I didn't know that.
Year, yeah, born in 1927, man. And we're getting into the pop culture territory that I know and love, Mr. Adam West in 1928.
We'll be right over to the bat poles. To the bat poles.
Well, is there anything more exciting when they would go to the bat poles?
Oh, man, there wasn't, because you know action was about to ensue, you know, and it was going to get exciting. It was going to get exciting. I watched that show in syndication, of course. I'm not that old.
Right.
But
same here.
Just day and night. Game changer for how we looked at Batman. Soul singer Brooke Benton, born in 1931.
A rainy night in Georgia.
What a song here.
A rainy night in Georgia. It seems like it's raining all over the world.
Victim of pneumonia. Died in Queens, New York. All right. Actor David McCallum, born in 1933, Jim.
Ilya Kuryakin.
I am Ilya Kuryakin. I am also an enforcement agent. Like my friend Napoleon, I go and I do whatever I am told to by our chief.
He was one of the men from Uncle, I believe.
He was. And you know what else? We're circling back to some Batman action. He did a lot of voice work on Batman animated series as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely, man.
Really?
He's,
He was in one of the NCIS shows, too.
Yep, yeah, heck yeah.
Just recently, before he passed away.
Yeah, he did a lot of voice work and cartoon animated voice work later in his career. So that's pretty darn cool. And famously did not die of choking on a ham sandwich.
Did not, no.
Mama Cass Elliot. She was born in 1941.
So many songs, it's unbelievable to think they were only really making hits for a couple of years.
It's kind of hard to believe.
The Mamas and the Papas.
Hard to believe. A lot of Mamas and Papas played in the Neve household, my folks, when I was young. Famously,
great song.
Famously hated the moniker Mama Cass. Hated it.
And remember, nobody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
You're darn tootin'. You're darn tootin'. She died in her sleep, but there that whole died choking on a ham sandwich was just really a and I think maybe a lot of Bob Country maybe thinks that that's a lot of America, a lot of the world thinks that that's how she died, but no, not
good to know. Debunk that. You're a debunker.
I'm here to serve Bob Country all morning long, and these gone but not forgotten.
Neil's staff provided you with that list, of course, and his staff came up empty on one here.
Oh, Aunt Bethany. You know, you shouldn't have done that.
Oh, dear. Did I break wind?
Jesus. Did the room clear out, Bethany? Hell no. She means presents. You shouldn't have brought presents.
It isn't every day.
Uncle Lewis. William Hickey. The actor. Born this day, 1927. He was Uncle Lewis in Christmas Vacation.
William,
his cigar blew up the Christmas tree.
Come on, Matt, and you to have a it. Let's. That was his birth name too. Hickey birth
William
name.
William Hickey.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
It truly was, and now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Would you like to start this Bobathon No Repeat Workday with a song called "Powerful Thing" from our birthday girl Trisha Yearwood, 60 today, or Rick Trevino, Out of Reasons to Run, or Tim McGraw, Back When?
We have to go with the birthday girl this morning.
Good call.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul.